It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program, Felger Maserati. Thursday, May 14th. Felger here in the A-hole chair from our Tom Ford Tire Studios. Maz and Murray on remote. Anthony, how you doing?
Good, you?
Peachy, thank you so much. Big Jim Murray, hi.
Hey, hi.
How about we start with the Joe Buck comments yesterday about Fox and the NFL broadcast considering, or as according to Joe Buck, the done deal of piping in crowd noise, creating fake crowd noise on their broadcasts, and superimposing virtual fans. Now, the part of the conversation I'd like to focus on is not this craziness about him denying he said it and Twitter trying to prove to him he said it. Like, I don't get that back and forth. Like, I mean, boy, if that doesn't speak to Twitter, I don't know what does.
I didn't say that. Yes, you did. I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Like, is that what people were doing all day? I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Like that, did I just sum up the entire tweet? Like, I don't get it. I don't get why he's denying it and why people are so like, let's just, like, you can do that on your own time if you're entertained by it, but I don't get it. He clearly said it. They're clearly considering it. They're clearly either considering doing it or they're going to do it. And he wanted to walk it back because he wasn't supposed to say it. Like, isn't that all sort of obvious?
Yes.
You said it. I didn't say it. Oh, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
I didn't say that.
You said it.
Like, that's what I think that's what's been happening all day on Twitter with Joe Buck. I mean, listening to Beadle and Zolak, it sounds like that's the story. Like, I don't get it. He said it. They're Fox. Fox is the network that brings you Cletus. You know who Cletus is, Murray?
The stupid robot.
Yes. So, of course, they're considering it. Of course, they're going to do it. They're Fox. Like, Okay. Guy, he's denying it for some reason. You want to prove to him that he said it. Got it. Okay. They're clearly going to consider it. They're clearly going to do it because they're Fox. How would you feel if they did it? How would you feel if they did it, Maz?
He'd probably get a call from Skip Bayless, his boss.
Or someone like that.
So how do I feel about it? Here's what I would tell you. My gut tells me I hate it. Okay? My gut tells me I hate it. But with the wonders of technology, I leave open the possibility that it's actually half decent. And so, you know, I this is such a cop-out. I'm totally pulling a Felger move here. I need to see it before I'll know. And I need to hear it before I'll know.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe you're allowing for the possibility.
I as much as it's crazy, I know. Oh. And I'm totally straddling the fence. I completely admit it. But I think in all likelihood, I'm going to hear it and go, this is like a bad sitcom, man. That's what this is like. It's a bad sitcom. But I have to admit that the idea of virtual fans in the seats kind of intrigues me. I want to see what it looks like. I do. I want to see what it looks like.
I think the initial pushback and the blowing that's going on is because people don't want to wrap their heads around the fact that the NFL might have to play with no fans. It's like, we're looking at this right now. It's like the middle of May. You're talking about September. This isn't going to be fixed yet. In all likelihood, probably not, because, you know, we live in hell now. So that being said, I'm all for it, because I'm all for trying to make things as much the way that they were to make me forget about how terrible everything is for a few hours. So give me all the fake crowd noise. Pump it right in. I don't want to know a world of football with basically just silence and, you know, audibles being called and guys talking trash. Pump in the fake crowd noise. I want it.
You two stun me. I mean, Murray, who's all in on the fake crowd noise and the virtual fans. Well, they can, like, superimpose the fans. I mean, on the simulcast, when we talk about the Korean baseball, they show you the mannequins in the stands, the robot fans. So I guess it's not even that. It's just, like, superimposed fans. Never mind the fake crowd noise, like the laugh track in a sitcom. Murray's all in, okay? But Murray's nuts. So, like, I sort of, you know, I go, Murray's a wild card. I'd count for anything coming out of Murray's couch.
Mr. Sunshine.
But, Maz, you leaving the door open for the possibility you actually might like it?
Yeah, I tell you, I if it is done in such a way that I can't notice.
What?
I don't know what the technology is. Some of the technology now is unbelievable. And so if they can somehow generate it so that it looks real and I don't know any different, I'll allow for that. I want to see what they got up their sleeve. If it's a video game, I'm going to laugh out loud and say, this is pathetic. So I will say this. I think the great likelihood is that I'm either going to be one extreme or the other after I see it. I'm either going to look at it and go, oh, my God, I can't believe they tried. This is so bad. This is worse than I even thought it was going to be. Or I'm going to say, oh, my God, this actually works. This is awesome. I love it. Oh, I can't see any middle ground.
I don't care how good it is. I don't want anything fake in there. Like, you two surprise me. I think it's freaking insulting. It's insulting. Don't treat us like idiots. We know there's no one in the building. There's going to be a different atmosphere in these games. I can accept it. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. It's not going to be as good. I know. Of course you'd rather have people in the stands. I mean, like, duh. But, I mean, what else are you going to do? There's a freaking pandemic. They're not going to be allowed in the buildings. This is another thing. People are fighting this, Murray? Like, it'd be a miracle if we can get these sports back on the field. I mean, that's all I'm pushing for. The fans in the stands, my God, like, that's a whole nother thing. They're not going to be there to start, folks. They're not going to be in there. The fans are not going to be in the building. Like, are you fighting that still? I mean, I'd be stunned if that were the case. Stunned. I mean, I'd be happy if it were, but I'm just assuming it's not. But either way, Fox is really considering doing this. You know they've been running tests of it. You know that they're the ones to do it. And it's freaking insulting. You're treating me like a 12-year-old boy who doesn't know the difference between whether there's real fans or what. Is it going to be like the boo button on the dome hockey, the USA-Russia hockey, Maz? Like, this is freaking ridiculous. I can't believe that you would allow, just leave a little sliver of possibility that you actually might like it.
I like that button on that hockey game. That button's awesome. Boo, boo. So look, again, I told you, I think there's a chance it's going to be an absolute disaster. But I'd be lying to you if I told you I wasn't intrigued. I wasn't intrigued. Now, so here's my point.
I'm sorry to jump in. Well, how can you be intrigued that some computer nerds could come up with a program that makes it sound and look like there's actually people there? Like, that interest. So what? Yes, you give some freaking nerd enough time in front of a computer, he's going to come up with something that's going to, you know, trick you. So what?
Okay, so I just want to see what it does for the viewing experience. Because yeah. I happen to believe, I know I'm pathetic, I'm sorry, that I actually like things the way they are. Meaning the way they are, that I actually think the crowd and the atmosphere and all of that is part of the game. I believe in home field advantage and all that stuff. And I know that this won't create home field advantage. It's a virtual thing. The players won't actually experience it. But watching a game without crowd noise and without the atmosphere is going to be weird, Mike. It's going to be weird.
Weird and creepy. And so Maz is intrigued from, you know, the technological standpoint, because he's a gadget nerd. And I just want it for a level of normalcy. That's all. Just make it normal. That's all I want.
Oh, man. I just heard Hardy say on the drive-in, the reason we watch sports in the first place is because it's actually real. You know, it's not a contrived. It's not scripted, and
sure.
it's not even it's not even a one of these fake reality shows. It's actually real. It's real. And so now you're going to trick it up because what? People just can't handle that the aesthetic of it. I mean, oh my God, for me, I think it's, don't treat us like idiots. Don't treat us like idiots. We know there's no one in the building. We know that. So give me an authentic reporting, reflection of what the event actually is, and it's not going to be as good. And I'm telling you what, in some sports, Maz, if, unless they do something stupid, if they just, broadcast a game in the empty building, there's some sports we're hardly going to notice. If we think about it, we'll notice, but if you get wrapped up into the game, it'll barely cross your radar. I think some of these baseball games, it'll barely cross your radar. I think even hockey, it'll barely cross your radar that there's no fans there. Now, football will make a difference. I think basketball will be a big difference. I think it's going to be different for different sports. But I think some of the sports, you're going to forget about the no crowds and the no fans in the stands 10 minutes into the game if you actually care about the game.
Oh, so look, again, I don't doubt that at all. I mean, again, baseball to me is a game that can be played without spectators, because I don't know that there's a ton of emotion in the game to begin with. Now, look, the playoffs are always a little bit different, and I told you, put a pitcher on the mound in the eighth inning at Yankee Stadium with a one-run lead, and let me see how he handles it, because the place will be an absolute freaking oven. The guy will melt. So that's a little different. But regular season, save for those few games, baseball, it won't have much of an impact at all. And yes, Murray, I admit, I'm a nerd. I'm a gadget nerd or a gadget geek. I am interested in seeing how they trick it up and what have you. I'm sorry, Mike. Watching games without fans is going to be an adjustment. It is. It's going to be an adjustment. I think there is the potential. I have to admit that part of the appeal for me is sort of the car wreck factor, that it could be so bad. Like, what if the jackass who's in front of the crowd noise hits the boo button when he's supposed to hit the cheer button? Like, the Patriots score a touchdown week one at home. Boo, boo. And then that'll be the end of the soundtrack for the rest of the season. Fox will throw it in the dumpster, and that'll be the end of it. Like, I'm eager to see, because I think it could be really bad or really good.
I'm telling you, I don't think it's going to be. I think the silent buildings are really not going to be that big of a deal. Even in basketball, half the time, you can keep the game presentation if you want. When the team's on offense, boom, boom, everyone's playing some sort of insipid, stupid, rap freaking riff or something. Like, they're playing some sort of insipid game presentation, so they're still going to keep that. I mean, all the fans have been drowned out by all the garbage anyway. So you're keeping the garbage. You're not going to notice at hockey games, every time the puck stops or there's a whistle blown, they play some god-awful Bon Jovi at all sorts of decibels. Keep that. You keep it, you won't. You'll barely notice. Now, Maz, you raise a point about playoff games. I mean, like, of course. When you get to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals or Game 7 of the ALCS and there's no one in the building, yes, obviously, yes, of course, we all want fans there, and that's going to make a difference. Yep, got it. Okay, but in the interim, in the interim. I have no problem watching these games in an empty building and just seeing what that's like. But when, as soon as someone starts throwing crap at me like that, Maz, like, you know, I don't know, the virtual reality thing. Oh my God, come on. Like, what? Don't insult my intelligence. Boo! Like you said, the boo button on the dome hockey. Oh, please.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots. So, yeah, treat us like idiots. Give me the fake crowd noise. I want it.
Okay.
Dumber the better.
I love how Murray's all in. He wants it. Maz might be all in, which is a stunner to me. You get how cynical you are. Like, I thought you'd shoot that down like you read about. I think it's gross. I think it's freaking insulting. Don't treat us like idiot children. We know there's no one in the building. And if you want to get into Joe Buck, you said it, you can. Like, I still don't get that piece to the story. Like,
I think people just hate Joe Buck.
You know, I never said that. Yeah, you did. I didn't say that. Yeah, you did. Like, I don't know. That piece to the story seems to fascinate people, which I frankly don't get that part. The part that I want to talk about is when they actually go ahead and do it. How are you going to feel about it?
I mean, in this day and age, seriously, just a quick comment on that part of it. How can you deny you said anything? Because somewhere it's on tape or it's recorded and somebody has it. So the best thing to do is, I don't remember if I said it. I probably did. And if I did, it undoubtedly came out wrong.
Or there's
like, that's the right answer.
Get off your phone. Get off Twitter. Get off Twitter for just a second. Get off of it. Get off it. Turn your phone off.
And come on to sports radio. Join us. Your thoughts at 617-779-0985. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
I think it's about riding the crowd and figuring out when the crowd is at its loudest, when the crowd is at its most excited or most pissed off or whatever it might be. And then you have to respect that and you have to shut up. So going into this season coming up, and that comes with a huge asterisk, and hopefully there is a season, there's probably going to be a season in doing games with no fans, which will be difficult. I think Fox and these networks have to put crowd noise under us to make it as normal a viewing experience at home.
You think they'll do that?
I do. Yeah, I
really?
Think they'll do it. I know. In fact, I know they'll do it, and they are to the
that's,
point
that's
now
the conversation right now.
That's it's pretty much a done deal. I think whoever's going to be at that control is going to have to be really good at their job and be realistic with how a crowd would react depending on what just happened on the field. So it's really important. And then on top of that, they're going to put they're looking at ways to put virtual fans in the stands. So when you see a wide shot, it looks like the stadium's jam packed, and in fact,
wow,
it'll be empty.
That's wild.
Virtual fans in the stands. Why? What are you doing? What are you doing? Do you really need it? You really need it, Murray? Aren't you just watching the ball game?
No, I just want it to be as normal as possible. And by adding in that kind of noise, I don't need the actual virtual fans. Like, I don't need to have it be like Taiwanese baseball.
So, robot fans?
Yeah, you see like robots and cardboard cutouts in the stands. No, but in terms of how it sounds, no, I'd like some level of normalcy there. So if you're pumping in fake crowd noise, do it. I mean, they did it at the draft. It was only corny and forced, I thought, when you had Roger Goodell trying to interact with the fans virtually. That was dumb. But other than that, I liked it. I liked it when they pumped in the crowd noise during the picks.
Well, I didn't even notice it.
I mean, who was it that said, I read something here in the last day that said, you know, the whole reason they play is for the fans, right? The whole reason they play the games for the fans and the reaction. And I just think it's a huge part of the experience. And so, listen, I get it. I get what you're saying, Mike. Believe me, this has a chance to be. I can't say this enough because I just think it's hysterical. This has a chance to be a freaking disaster.
Oh.
It has a chance to be so bad that we go, oh, my God, please stop. Stop. So, but I do have some respect for technology. And I say, I don't know. I mean, maybe they pull something off here that I'm not expecting. I didn't realize they could do. And it actually looks and sounds real. I don't know. So I think it's going to suck. I think it's going to be absolutely horrendous. But I'd be lying if I told you I wasn't intrigued to see how they try to do it.
I'm not particularly interested in the TV production. I'm just not. I'm like on that end of the spectrum. I'm just a sport dork. I just want to watch the ball game. And boy, do I hate how Fox broadcasts a lot of their sports anyway. I mean, their baseball coverage. I've talked about this a lot. The way Fox does those big baseball games, I absolutely can't stand. They don't show the game. It's close up on the pitcher, close up on the manager, close up on someone in the fans, close up on the on deck circle, close up on the pitcher. Finally, at the very last second, after you know the pitcher holds the ball for 35 seconds, they show the pitch. But they never show the catcher setup. They never show it's just a close-up of this guy, close-up of that guy, 16 different cuts of close-ups. I'm like, would you just show me the diamond in the game, please? And they're all just dinking around with all sorts of production. I'm not into that. I just want to watch the ball game, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be able to do it that way now.
I'm not sure. Well, I mean, there won't be crowd shots, but they'll give me even more close-ups now because they don't want to show wide shots of the stands. So no, I mean, I think it'll be even worse. Never mind the fricocked of fake crowd noise and virtual fans. What is this? Your thoughts? Here's Mark in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Mark, lead us off.
Yes, I think NFL films. People love to watch NFL films because you feel like you're part of the action. So the solution to me is leave the stadium empty. Put microphones on the players and the coaches, and the fans are going to think they're part of the action. You could put it on 10-second delay. I think ESPN could also show it without censoring it.
So, I mean, I would love to see it. I think they'll never go for it in the way it should be gone for, and it'll never work because of it. Did you have a thought there,
Matt? Well, I'll tell you, though, that the thing that I do, I love this concept, and ESPN has done some of this with the Jordan documentary in that there's a sanitized version that is going on the network and replays, I think. And then there's obviously an unedited version that
it's beeped out on two and it's live on ESPN.
Yeah. And so I love the fact that they do it that way. That's great. And so, you know what? One of the emailers in the last couple of days suggested this. Why not do the same thing with these games? In other words, put it on a network that you know what you're going to get, and even if you have to pay a small fee to get it, I'm okay with that. I would love to hear guys mic'd up yelling at each other on the field. Like, now that would be dynamite.
So, but that's not the reason it's not going to work. I mean, the swearing they could get past. If they're putting all the swearing on the Jordan thing on ESPN, they can do it in a football game. It's coaches, you know, getting paranoid about game plan stuff, play calls, personal insults, someone saying something about someone's mother, and now that crosses the line. You know, who knows what's all being said down there? Sometimes it gets pretty nasty, pretty inappropriate. Someone says something inappropriate, and now he's in a world of hurt. Like, that's why it's not going to happen. And it won't be done properly. It'll just be sanitized and run back during commercial breaks after they edit it. And, you know, I have no hopes that it'll ever be done and done properly the way it should be done. Brian Wellesley, what are you going to
tell you?
Go ahead, Miss.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to say, it's such a great opportunity, though, for the league. And I understand it would require cooperation or understanding on the part of fans and viewers, which you're never going to get. But talk about being on the field and being able to hear everything. Oh, my gosh, that would be so awesome.
Will never happen. Brian and Wellesley. Hello. Go ahead, Brian. Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, yes. You know what? I think Murray just hit it on the, you know, the nail on the head. I mean, why don't they just do what they did in the draft, you know? Use Zoom or something like that where people are at home watching it, and then mix in the noise, like, you know, a crowd noise. That way it's real fans watching it. It's not like some fake laugh track. It's real fans and real crowd noise.
Okay, so I get to hear everyone on their couch. Why don't you just show the ball game? Why don't you show the ball game? I mean, like... Murray, you're no casual fan. I mean, but you want it. But isn't this for the casual fan? Because a casual fan can't figure out what's going on without the wee and the crowd in the background. Like,
you're going to have to fill some of those spots, though. Say you have a game that's plagued with penalties, and it's procedural penalties. It's taking time. The refs are all huddling or getting as close as they possibly can because, you know, 6 feet away and all this now. So we're standing around like, what are we looking at? So I have no problem with that. You know, maybe you're showing a group of fat fans at home stuffing their faces with wings and, you know, whooping it up, like, whatever. You're going to have to find something to fill those gaps when the game isn't actually being played.
Oh, just then the color guy can say something insightful about the previous play, run a replay. I mean, just show me the game. The more you try and trick it up, the worse it gets. None of these tricks work for me. They never really have. Eric in Medford, go ahead, please.
So you got to think a little bit about the audience of the NBA guys, right? And they want everybody to watch. So they're close with this technology because they have the reaction crowd time stuff in the video games. It's not just the Wii. It's the boo, and it's the that was fake, and you missed that, and that's a dive. It's all of that stuff. You know, the people want that when they watch the game.
Do they? Do they need it? Do they need it? Do they really need it? I mean, let's find out first, huh? Why don't we watch a couple weeks of games without any fans? And if you're so freaking bored by it that they need to put Cletus and fake fans and mannequin fans and all this garbage that they put in there, the glowing puck and all of this, then they can do it. But what, you know, just see if you could just watch the ball game. I don't know, have we gotten so ADD and, you know, scatterbrained that we just can't sit there and watch a freaking ball game, Mass?
Yes. Yes, we have. I mean, that's sort of it. Now, look, again, you're a hardcore sports fan, and so I hear you on this. Believe me, I can watch a game without a lot of noise in the background, although I do think it takes away from the energy level. There's a buzz factor that comes with the crowd, and in some sports, it's not as great. Football, to me, is a big one, though. I just think the crowd is such a big part of the game. It is a massive...
Okay, but here's the deal. We don't have a crowd, so you can't... you can't engineer one and pretend you have one when there's not one there. Then I want a nonfiction event. This is a nonfiction, you know, endeavor for me. If I want fiction, I watch fiction. When I want nonfiction, I pick up a nonfiction book. When I watch a ball game, I want nonfiction. So yes, of course, Maz, the crowd influences momentum. It's a big part of the game. There's not one there. So you can't.
I understand that. I told you, I'm aware of the concept of a virtual crowd. In other words, it's not actually affecting the game. So I do think from the viewer experience, it does add to the energy level of the viewing experience. It does.
We're going to have to adjust on that one. We're going to have to adjust. We're just going to have to accept the fact no one's there. No one's there. And you can pretend that someone's there, but if you really know no one's there, then what are you... What are you consuming? You're consuming fiction. And we have a whole other, there's other channels for that. My God.
I want to see what Fox can generate on a computer that looks like Fireman Ed.
Oh, God, it's coming. Your thoughts continue after Murray's update here on Felger and Maz presented by DraftKings.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jack, if they do play again, would you be at all uncomfortable if you had to broadcast the games?
I would not be averse to going into an arena, but I got a feeling that rather than bring all these crews into a neutral site, they're going to have a world feed, which has a minimal production crew on site, and everybody calls the games from their home studios via monitor. That's just a guess.
How do you feel about that?
Terrible.
Like, I have a feeling that has almost potential to be a more of a distraction to me than anything else. Because I can tell when I watch a ball game and the announcers are not on site. Like that. Because I'm just concerned about what's going on the floor and the way it's being, you know, and the play-by-play, you know, like that. I'm just a traditional broadcast. Play-by-play, color, action on the floor is, you know, is what I care about. And when the guys aren't in the building, you can tell there's a little bit of a difference there. And so wait a minute. So now you have Joe Buck and Troy Aikman at home in different rooms. You have no fans in the stands, but there's some, you know, production dork who's sitting there with his finger with a boo button and a cheer button trying to figure out when to hit which. You've got a team of computer nerds somewhere coming up with programs to make it all sound like it should. And someone somewhere just pressing all sorts of buttons like, you're right, Maz, has a chance to be a real disaster.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, like absolute train wreck. And as you're saying that, I'm sort of thinking about, you know, the whole television production element. So here's a huge problem is that if you don't have fans in the stands, on the one hand, Mike, you would say, you know, this does open up the possibility now for some really creative broadcasting and analysis, right? Maybe they can put cameras in places they haven't had them before. Maybe this really allows, hell, somebody on the field or whatever to give you a look or a vantage point or some analysis that they can't give you in the past, except they're not on the field or in the booth. They're sitting in their living rooms at home. So like, they're going to have to give you one or the other, I would think. Like, if you're going to have no stands in the no fans in the stands at all, zero, you got to let the more I think about it, you got to let the broadcast crews in there if you want to get anything remotely resembling an interesting television product.
I wouldn't try too hard. I would just broadcast the game. And the people that want to watch the game are going to watch the game. Don't try too hard. You know, for more help on this, quickly, Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, the voice of the Boston Bruins here on 98.5 The Sports Hub is Judd Surratt. Judd, I want to ask you, what are you hearing? Are you going to be in your living room broadcasting Bruin games from Grand Forks, North Dakota, coming up here next month? What are you hearing? What's it going to look like?
I haven't heard anything yet. You know, it certainly sounds like the NHL, based on some of the things that are happening around the United States and in Canada, that there's a chance that they could head into phase two, which means that you could start to see teams in small groups heading back to their team facilities. So maybe, you know, the Bruins go back to Warrior in small groups and start to get ready for an ultimate training camp. Just to fast forward, where we're going to be doing games, that's a good question. I actually brought that up with a former executive producer of Hockey Night in Canada, and he said, you know, he's really not sure at this point. You know, it certainly sounds like a lot of the broadcasters, based on what's going on, you know, and again, this is a fluid situation. A lot of things are changing, and this conversation probably took place about a month ago, but he said, you know, you're probably not going to do it from the site, but it may vary based on which team you work for.
Maz, you have a thought?
Yeah, so, Judd, have you ever done a game on a monitor versus being in the building?
Never.
I mean, I was going to ask you to just expound on that. I can't imagine that that is something that is terribly appetizing to you.
No, you know, and it's so hard, you know, and I think I could speak for most guys. It doesn't matter what sport you're doing. You know, the ability to see exactly what's going on the entire surface at all times is just invaluable, because maybe you can see something going on behind the play. Maybe someone fell down who can't get back into the play, and now you've got an odd man opportunity. Maybe there's a line change. Maybe you see some guy head down the tunnel who's injured. But there's so much that you need to be able to see if you're doing the game, and it's imperative that you do it from the building. Because the other thing that you guys were talking about, you know, as far as the TV feed, the other thing that's been talked about around the National Hockey League is not just a home feed and a road feed. Maybe there's something like the Olympics where you have a world feed. So you have one truck that is feeding you, you know, one set of pictures. So let's take, for example, so let's say the Bruins are playing the Tampa Bay Lightning. I have no idea when this would be. This would be sometime in the playoffs. But they could be showing you something based on Tampa Bay, but you want to be talking about the Bruins, and you're not getting the audio to match up with the video. That's going to be a huge challenge, because that's the way, as you guys know, television works.
Yep.
The audio and the visual have to match up. If not, the broadcast isn't doing a service to the people who are watching.
Judd Zerot here at 98.5 The Sports. If it's Fox, you know, if it's a Fox broadcast, they'll just superimpose you into the press box in the building like a hologram to pretend we have virtual broadcasts with virtual fans and fake crowd noise. Why don't you just make the whole thing a cartoon? Let's just animate the whole thing and pretend we're watching something. Let's just do a complete virtual mock. The whole thing frustrates me, Judd. Do you hear anything about anything goofy they're going to do in hockey? Again, like crowd noise or game presentation, anything like that to trick it up, like Joe Buck is referencing here in football?
No, I haven't heard anything. And actually, when you were referencing Fox and some of the things that they've tried in the past and some of their crews, it wouldn't surprise me if they added a laugh track.
Seriously.
In addition to some of the crowd noise. You know, every network does it a little bit differently. You know, I think that traditionally CBC, when they've done the games in Canada, it is very strictly the game itself.
So good. Judd, my favorite thing is when the Bruins go deep in the playoffs and the NHL Network will replay the Hockey Night in Canada, or, you know, is it CBC? They've changed, right? They went to Sportsnet or whatever the Canadian broadcast
Correct.
Is. So much better. Oh, my God. You see so much more of the game and learn so much more about the game the way they broadcast it up there. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for Cletus and freaking fake fan noise and hologram fans and this nonsense. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you, Mike. You know, that's sort of the way that I prefer the game, but there are going to be networks, whether it's Fox, who certainly has a track record of this, you know, and you even see a lot of times from NBCSN, and I understand what they're doing, you know, and a lot of what we do is to be able to tell stories. But if you're just focused on the game itself, I think that is what viewers and listeners want.
I agree 1,000%, Judd. This is a quickie. I just want to thank you for chiming in real quick. Tell me, you say you're not hearing anything, but what do you believe now from people you have spoke to and the scuttlebutt? What do you think the NHL season is going to look like when it comes back, if you believe it is even going to come back?
I still am fairly optimistic that I think that they're going to be able to stage something. I think the question is just around timing. It sounds like the absolute latest that they could go would be to play to the end of October, to have a short off season in November and then start the season in December. So I think that's when the window ends. But the first thing that has to happen is once they determine that they can safely return, then what does the system look like? They're going to need 3 to 4 weeks for everybody to schedule a training camp. It sounds like they're going to need a couple of games to get ready for a playoff format, and then away we go.
Into late October. They're certainly giving themselves enough runway. Judd, Juan, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Judd.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, take care. We get continue with your thoughts on fake crowd. You know, never mind fake crowd noise. They want fake crowds.
Right. They want a virtual crowd. They want virtual people in the seats.
Just broadcast what's happening. Like that's all I want. Broadcast what's actually happening. Don't make up and engineer something that's not there. But these guys are looking forward to it, if you can believe it. How do you feel about it? Back to your phones, I promise, right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mazz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
A great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's a hot, lazy spring afternoon. Time to crank up the AC and maybe take a midday nap. What will put me to sleep? This will do the trick. It's a radio show on television. What the hell's the point? Who in their right mind would watch this mess? Apparently, people that buy the aluminum wallet. Looks like the two hosts are arguing the same point. They're very loud and very, very angry. You're right, Mike. You're right, Mike. My head is going to explode. And what's with all the sanitary products? Disinfectant wipes all over the place. Hospital emergency rooms aren't this clean. Whoa, there's a third member of the band. How did you sneak in? He's trying to make a point, but the other two are still agreeing about the same thing 20 minutes later. The man with a squeaky voice. I'm watching him on television, and he's watching a television. We have entered another dimension. Well, I was looking to fall asleep, and if you'd like to take a nap too, this will do it. Fact, not opinion. James Stewart, don't kill me.
I don't know why I thought of that in these times. Dave Gosher doing play-by-play of a Felger Mazz broadcast on NBC Sports Boston.
You're right, Mike. You're right, Mike.
Play-by-play of that. Just the fake.
Looks like the two hosts are arguing the same point. They're very loud and very, very angry.
Not on this one. Mazz is actually looking forward to the fake crowd noise and the fake fans.
I'll tell you, though, after listening to Judge Surratt, like the idea of he makes an excellent point, and it's an obvious one. But, you know, for a listener or viewer, it's important, I think, to repeat it, that if you're at the game and you are calling the game, you can see stuff that's not on the screen. And, you know, hey, a guy runs off, or there was a late line change in the case of Judd, or, you know, the Patriots are rushing to try to get another guy off the field, or all of that stuff you can't see. It is going to be this whole thing. If they have to call these games from those world feeds,
yep,
just a universal feed, if they have to do that, it is going to be a freaking pig roast. It is going to be a luau. That's what that thing is going to be. Put the apple in the pig's mouth because it is going to be a freaking luau.
So, Murray, again, you want the fake crowd noise and the virtual fans.
I do, yeah, because as viewers of sports and entertainment, we collectively have become conditioned to associate performance with a response. And so I want it to be as normal as possible in these increasingly unnormal times. So if you're going to pump in fake crowd noise and make it seem like how it was when I was last watching football in February in the Super Bowl with the Chiefs and the Niners, I'm all for it.
Wow. Staggering. All right, your thoughts, people. Marshall and Quincy. Hi, Marshall.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey,
what do you got?
So, first time, long time. I think fans not being at the games, I think it'd be the best thing that comes out of this coronavirus when it comes to sports. Like, I don't know if you guys caught the UFC on Saturday night, but it was great hearing the fighters and their coaches in between rounds. Like, with basketball, I would love to hear someone talk trash to LeBron James about his hairline, how he falls down every time he's touched, anything. Or Kelly Olynyk looking like a high school gym teacher.
Okay, so, Marshall, I'm with you too, Maz, and I know, like, you know, obviously it'd be great to hear all that stuff.
No, you raise a good point, though.
They'll never allow it. Because,
they won't.
Because the insults aren't that tame. Oh, you look like my high school gym teacher? No, no. They're ragging on him for the piece of road beef that they hit last night, who's maybe a little heavy, and the wife's back home, and now she's watching that on TV. Like, forget about it. There's no...
Yeah, they would never sign off on that.
I mean, it's unfortunate, isn't it?
The real stuff that gets said, we'll never hear, and this is why the mic'd up players, it's just a pipe dream. I mean, they'll do it, and then they'll edit it out at the commercial, and we'll get the edited version, you know, like we do now, and you end up hearing nothing. And even when something is halfway interesting, when poor Sam Darnold said, "I'm seeing ghosts," which is such an innocuous comment, and that got broadcast, the Jets freaked out, the NFL freaked out, and it's like, so what? Now you think they're going to let you further in when they don't even let you hear, "I'm seeing ghosts"? Forget about it. It's not going to... They'll never allow it. It's a pipe dream.
I mean, the Sam Darnold point's a good one. Like, I'd forgotten about that. The Jets flipped out over that, and that's nothing.
Nothing!
That is nothing.
That's
for crying out loud.
But look,
the, you know, I almost want to say to the networks, meet me halfway. In other words, you don't want to give me the stuff that is insensitive on, you know, politically incorrect, all of that. Fine, I get it. You know, the world isn't going to accept it. Fine. Can you give me something in between? Like, can you build in some sort of delay that allows you to edit out some stuff but not others? Like, because you make a good point, Mike. The Honey Nut Cheerios line from Kevin Garnett to Carmelo Anthony, that would never see the light of day.
Never
see the light of day.
And if you don't know what that means, look it up. I mean, we had to. Scott in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Scott.
I'm with you, Felger. This stuff is nuts. Like, what planet are we living on? Just yesterday, there was a restaurant in Pennsylvania that's opening up at 50% capacity, and they're talking about putting mannequins at the tables in between so it feels normal. No, thank you. Like, this stuff has just gone on long enough. I want what you want. I want to see the real product. None of this fake stuff.
Okay, so the mannequins don't bother me half as much because they're obviously mannequins and it's sort of a goof and et cetera. What Fox is trying to do is actually dupe you into thinking there's crowd, you know, they think you can't handle watching a ball game with just an empty stadium because you're not in it for the ball game. You're in it for all the bells and whistles. So it's really disrespectful is what it is. It's treating you like an idiot or a child or someone who doesn't really care about what they're actually broadcasting. And, you know, Fox is notorious for this. I mean, they were the ones that put the glowing puck in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, and it wasn't just, you know, so, you know, a hard slap shot, they'd put a trail on it because you would lose sight of the puck there. And then on the near boards, often when you're watching hockey, on the near boards, if the puck is up against the near boards where the camera is, you lose sight of the puck. And if you watch hockey and you like hockey, you don't care. You understand the puck is in there somewhere. You understand you can't see it when it's in that corner or that, you know, end of the rink up against the boards, and you just accept it and you're fine with it. And but so what? They think the casual fan or it can't handle that, and so they trick it up with some sort of glowing puck that was insipid. And it didn't work. And this is how I feel about all this stuff, Maz. Virtual this, fake that, superimpose that. It ain't going to work.
Okay, so when you say they think you're an idiot, it's insulting. They don't think you are an idiot, Mike. They think the American public is stupid and an idiot.
And they are.
They're right. Right? So this is sort of my point, is that you happen to be in the, you know, and I'm giving you a backhanded compliment here, but you happen to be in the, you know, the 10% of
3%.
People that don't need the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
So like, you know, and look, I think that most people, many who listen to our show are probably in that group too, because they're sports fans. But there are those casual fans that'll sit there and go, "Oh, I can't watch this. There's no fans in the crowd. There's no energy." It's not. There are going to be people like that.
I just want an accurate depiction of what's going on. These games are going to be different. The games are going to be different on the floor, on the field, on the ice because there's no crowd noise. The refs are going to, you know, referee these games different. You know, they're not going to – the home court in the NBA, which heavily influenced the officials, that's going to be out the window. So broadcast something that accurately reflects what's going on. It's going to be a different experience. It's going to be a different product. And so I want the coverage to reflect that. I want to see the differences.
I'll tell you, I'm interested in seeing it, and I said this to you earlier, mostly in football. I am fascinated by what the absence of a crowd could mean on the outcome of those games because it feels to me like football teams at home have a significant advantage. And I looked this up today. Okay, I looked it up. There were 256 regular season games, in the NFL. So obviously there's a 256 home games. What do you think the team's record combined was at home last year? Winning percentage, if you had to guess.
Okay, so can I say 60%?
See, that's what I would have guessed, 55 to 60%. It's 516, 51.6. There were only 10 or 11 more wins than there were losses last year. There was one tie. I actually take it back. It was nine more wins. 132, 123, and 1 was the record of home teams in the NFL last year, and I was stunned to find that out.
So what's your implication, that there won't be much?
My point is that at least last year, the crowd did not have that much of a bearing on wins and losses, or the home crowd, because home teams were basically 500. Now, again, obviously what matters more is that whether you're good or bad, but I still thought that the crowd would take bad teams to something closer to mediocre at home.
Maz, this is an interesting conversation. I mean, in the NFL, how many true home field advantages are there? And I think there's only a couple. You don't have one. The Pats had a great home record, but that's because they're good. And they probably, you know, gamesmanship or whatever they're doing, dinking around down there, you know, in the home games. There's a few places where you have a weather advantage or condition advantage, like Denver with the air, or Miami in the fall. But that's not really home field. You know, Kansas City, Seattle, because of crowd noise, and Denver, too, is loud for sure with the quarterback communication. But how many stadiums are really like that?
Not that many. I mean, when you really boil it down that way, it is. And look, I think that there's a, you know, to me, there's a Patriot discussion in this, too. And I know we'll get to a lot of this as the day goes on. But I think that for a team like the Patriots, it's going to have a young quarterback and a relatively young and inexperienced offense. The challenge for them is going to come when they go on the road this year. If there are no fans in the stands. And, Mike, as we just pointed out, the difference in winning percentage for home teams in the NFL last year was minimal. It was just over 50%. Then I wonder, I mean, maybe Jared Stidham and the Patriots are catching this at a good time because they can go on the road now and say, you know what? It's not going to be that hard to win in these stadiums.
Okay, so that is something we are going to hit on throughout the course of the day. This story that Joe Buck spilled yesterday is fascinating to me, and we'll be hitting on it all day long. But I do just want to have a quick update on the Major League Baseball return and those negotiations. And it turns out the Major League Baseball Players Association has a new spokesman, someone who perfectly summed up the stance and the feelings of Major League Baseball players. We'll get to this guy right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey,
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.